Love Osho Podcast brings you the real stories of the people whose lives have been inspired and transformed by Osho. We explore why thousands of people are falling in love with Osho and where to find them. Take a deep breath and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to the Love Osho Podcast. My name is Swaram and I'm the host. Today our guest is Swami Agebharti. Agebharti spent considerable intimate time with Osho, having met Osho in Jabalpur in 1967. Agebharti took sannyasi in 1971 and traveled across India in Osho's company. Agebharti is a poet, writer, author of 21 books about Osho and a sought-after speaker in India. Swami Agebharti, welcome to the show. How are you?
Quite fine, sir. Thank you. And it is always a pleasure to share about Osho.
Yeah. Okay, great. So, to start, tell us how you came to know Osho.
Really speaking, something happened to me in 1966, December, first week. And since then, I started living as enlightened one. All the virtues of enlightened one was there. Absolute bliss, absolute peace, absolute awareness. And I am God and everything is God. There is nothing is other than God, even this rock and wood. I lived this way for about 2 months, enjoyed the enlightenment. Then I do not know how I went to see Osho, Acharya Rajneesh. When I was going to see him, I was not knowing anything about him, whether he is a philosopher, or he is a saint, or he is a teacher, or he is a shopkeeper. I knew nothing. But how? I went out and asked with somebody, he said, I don't know. I asked the other person, he said, there is nobody as Acharya Rajneesh in Jabalpur. Then I saw a postman, postal serviceman. Then I ran to him and asked him, he told him my correct address of Osho. So I reached there at 12:30 in the day on 7th February 1967. And I came to know by his secretary that he is asleep, he is taking rest. So I took postal address and I came back to my home and I wrote a letter to him that, respected Acharya Sri, I came to see you but you were asleep and I didn't mind coming back. But once I will meet you, as long as I do not meet once, I will be coming. And if you never meet, I will not come back unhappy. And if I want to meet you right now at my residence, I can see you here. Because I was feeling so much energy that if I wanted, the earth will come in my fist. And if I wanted to crush it, it will be crushed to pieces. So, why a 6 feet man cannot come if I want? But it was a Hindi letter, but a English sentence came. But what a wonder, no desire is left. And then I wrote that you will say that this boy is saying that he will be coming to see me. And if he never meet him, he will not be unhappy. He is talking all contradictory things. But it is so, rest when we meet. Then I went on 10th February. That is after 3 days, in evening at 6:30. Then also he was taking rest. 6:30 was his rest time. Now I know. So his secretary, Arvind, told me to attend a meeting on Sunday. I said, I was working as a loco pilot in those days, locomotive pilot on the railways. I said, I am a loco pilot. I don't know where I will be on Sunday. No, before this I asked him that, I have no interest in meeting. Tell me if he meets anybody one-to-one or not. He said, yes, he meets, but you come on Sunday at 2 o'clock. Then you can meet. So I said, I don't know where I will be on Sunday. He said, is it convenient to you today, right now? I said, yes, it is convenient. He said, okay, come at 8 o'clock and see him for 10 minutes. Then I danced on that road, I kept dancing, and 7:58 I entered the house. 7:59 I rang the call bell. Arvind came and he took me in a hall and said that, Acharya, you will be coming in a minute or two. And all the four walls were covered with books. And Osho came in hardly 2 minutes. When I saw him, In him I saw Krishna, Buddha and all the enlightened masters together in one man. I got up to welcome him, to greet him. He also greeted. There was a wooden cot on which there was a mattress and a bed seat and two pillows and some books there. So he asked me to sit on that, on which he was sitting. I also sat. So he told me that I was to reply your letter in 2-3 days. So I said, now I have come myself, now no need to reply the letter. So he said, since how long you are in Jabalpur? I said, 12 years. He asked me, have you ever attended any meeting? I said, no. He said, have you read any literature? I said, no. So he said, what makes you come? And very sweetly he was speaking, smilingly, very beautifully. Then I looked at my watch, because now the time starts, my time. So he said, don't worry for the time, tell me the whole detail. Then I told the whole thing in about 40 minutes, what happened, how happened, every step I told him. That now I am living this way, and I think I am enlightened, and I feel to leave the home and go outside and give the message to the world that love is the only religion. And these love has no name, and these Hindus and Muslims and Christians and all these names are stupid. But I don't know why I came to see you. So he told me that it is not enlightenment, but it is the highest stage of mind, which is rare, it is not common. For your good deeds in the past lives, it has happened. Otherwise, again he repeated that it is not common, it is very rare. But it is not enlightenment. He said that one becomes zero. You are blissful. Nothing could make me happier than what I was. And nothing could make me sad. No situation could make me unhappy. I was living all blissful, all 24 hours. Then he told me the difference. He said the sky, so you are seeing the sky. But there is a thin layer, suppose a thin plastic in between. But in enlightenment, this plastic also disappears and you see the sky direct. And then you become the sky. And he explained it. And he said, whenever you feel like coming, doors are open. Then I thanked him and I left and I went my home dancing only. So I had a cycle, but I went dancing with the cycle. Then whenever something happened, I went to see him and tell him. So this was how I met him first. Then I learned that meeting means lecture. He gives lecture also. My God. Then I started seeing his all discourses, attending his lectures, reading his book. Oh, there were 3-4 books also. Then I took the books. Osho gave me the books and I read them. That is how I got connected with him. Yes. And since the very first day, I am his disciple. I was calling him Bhagwan, very first day. And I called Bhagwan always when he was alone and me. But in public, they were calling Acharji, so I was also using Acharji. But then when the magazine was published from Jabalpur, I started writing him Bhagwan. Then there was great objection from Bombay and Vadodara that you are going against him and you want us to worship him. I used to reply them lovingly that I don't worship myself. And I don't want to say that you also say, Bhagwan, I am only a poet. Feeling came and I wrote. Then I received 18 pages full escape paper letter. Then it was a trouble for me to read this full letter. I read half the page and left it and told Osho such and such thing. He said, you are doing right thing, you continue. Then after 7-8 months, he went to Bombay. And even in Bombay, after few months, 7-8 months, he was called Bhagwan publicly. So this is about Osho and about me. It is something like in a village there are 1,000 people born all blind. One man's eyes got opened and got closed after a year or 6 months. And one man's eyes got open and they remained open. That is Osho. Then whatever he says, it is clear to me. I know it. When I talk with full authority because I have seen that. As a man has seen the moon and sun and trees and all greenery, then he because he has seen, he talks with the same authority. So whatever Osho says, somebody asked me once, one journalist asked me, if you had not met him, what you should have been doing? I said I should have been doing the same. I wanted to talk, he is talking all the same thing with more powerful energy. This is about him and me, sir.
Okay, that's great. So you have known Osho for a very long time, when Osho was still living in Jabalpur. And Osho told you, whenever you feel like the doors are open, so you could go and visit him in his home many times, anytime you wanted. And you also traveled with Osho on various occasions when he was going for the talks around India. So you spent a lot of intimate time with Osho. Can you tell us an inspiring story about this time with Osho?
There are so many thousands of things to tell. I was the only man who was seeing him without any appointment, and he always welcomed me, and whatever I said, he always accepted it in a split second. He never gave any thought. He trusted me so much. Till the last, he trusted. I once complained against his secretary, Professor Arvind Kumar, who was his cousin also, and living together. He was secretary. But I was so direct with him that I cannot tolerate anybody a little away from him. So I complained about his slackness about the magazine. Then also took a meeting, and he took steps. He told me that he is a lazy man. And then he took meeting and distributed work. When it came to proofreading, people suggested my name. Also said, no, find somebody else. Then again they suggested my name. Also said, no, it will be a mechanical and dry work for him. Alok Pandey, you do it. Such a innocent man, not a tall politician. Alok Pandey was present there. And he said, no, it will be mechanical and dry work for him. Alok Pandey, you do it. So there are many things that used to happen. Jeevan Jagriti Kendra, he established Jeevan Jagriti Kendra, an organization of our friends, lovers. So they used to arrange one lecture in a month in a big auditorium. So on my suggestion, I asked Osho, I said, why not you give one day text and the other day question answer? He said, you tell them to do 2 days lectures. Because he, from the very beginning, he started taking two work from me. Writing, I have written about 300 articles on him. Presented him, and from my side also, and gossiping. I said, with a lot of questions people ask, so better next day question answer. So he started 2 days talk. Yes. So he was listening to me. Once I reached him, he was putting the telephone, Narvin Bhai was putting the telephone on the cradle. And Osho was, oh, nice you came. Pramod is asking for a lecture in the DRM office, Divisional Rail Manager's office. So how it will be? I said it will be very nice. He did not listen the whole thing. He asked Arvind immediately that ring him again and tell that Acharji has taken manage time on the same date at the same time for you, and he will come. And then I explained him later on. Only he heard that it will be nice meeting. Immediately he said to ring back again to that man. And there was lecture, nice lecture. Everybody was happy. They, Osho and me too. Yes. Yes.
So it seems you have enjoyed a lot of intimate time and you have a very intimate connection with Osho. Can you talk us about this special relationship between you and Osho?
Between me and Osho, sir. Osho, he could understand anything that came in my mind like a flash. Word by word, he will talk in lecture in Pune. Word by word, he will say that a friend is sitting here and he says that you appreciated the poem of a German. And say that his words are like Upanishads, and he says that he may not know that you appreciated, and he may not be alive also. And I am your devotee, and I have written a poem in English, and the same sense what he said, but you never appreciated. So far, he read every single word as if I have given on the paper. He read and then looked into my eyes with big eyes. He said, I don't praise you because I expect more from you. This is how he used to know. And I also used to know about him without words. Many things I used to know what he wants. He will look into my eyes and I will know what he wants me to do. Many times it happens. Yes. Once it so happened that there was a lecture in that hall, that monthly talk, and it was programmed that four people will sit on the podium. Osho, one chief guest, one special guest, and one chairman, Jeevan Jagati Kane. But at the last moment, one fellow had come from Raipur. He was staying in a guest house. Osho had asked me to go and bring him at about 7:40, 7:45 in that auditorium. I brought them. We were sitting. And Osho, at the last moment, Osho called them also to sit there. The chairs were available. Two chairs were kept. And Arvind announced me that I request Shri Shiv to welcome the guests with flowers and malas. Then I went there. The first name, Achar Shri. Then chief guest, all they were sitting left side of Osho. Then special guest. And then chairman. And on Osho's right side were sitting that Satish Kumar and his friend, Western friend. So when I was taking the third mala, I felt as if mala may fall short. So while I was going to garland somebody in passing Osho, Osho looked into my eyes and I became relaxed. But Arvind and they were worried. One man was standing with mala hanging on a stick. So the fifth mala I garlanded the Satish Kumar and they were in trouble. But immediately I went back. Osho handed his mala in the back, extending his hands. And then they announced that now I request Shri Shubhai to give flower to Western sister. And by the time I had reached, I put it. And surprise thing is this, that nobody on the podium could see it. Audience might have seen, but nobody could see it. So here Osho felt the anxiety, a second's anxiety of a devotee. And he looked into my eyes and immediately I got what I have to do. So like that, many times many things were happening in Ludhiana. In Ludhiana, I was with him. Whole audience, about 20,000 people sitting and waiting for him. He came and he saw that people are waiting for me. But he looked into my eyes. I was at about 50, 60 feet away with a stall, with a magazine. So Osho looked into my eyes. He may look into my eyes. His eyes may fall at me 100 times. Doesn't matter. But if he looks into my eyes to call, I immediately get it. So he was calling me. It was surprising that people are waiting and he came. And he is calling me, but I went. Then he said, you speak about your magazine a little. Then I spoke about the magazine that was published from Jabalpur. And then I went. So he will look in Jabalpur when he was going out. If the train is coming in 10-15 minutes, then the luggage will be kept on the platform opposite the AC first coach. And he will be on the book stall looking for the books. And if it is 40 minutes late, 45 minutes late, then we will sit in waiting room and gossip. So that day, he was on, and for others, two, three people who were there, for them, they were only looking after the luggage. They were standing near the luggage. But it was not for me. I was standing near the luggage, but my face was facing him where he is. Anytime he may need me. And it happened once that he was on the book stall. He looked at me for calling. It was about 100 feet away, but I could see that he's calling me. I went. He said, did you get the book, Siddhartha, or not? It is here, otherwise we buy it. I said, sir, I got it and it's a very beautiful book. So, I understand him. I could feel him without using the words. And he was knowing, of course. There are many such examples, not one or two, yes. And I am, I don't know, I don't know anybody else on the earth who can come between Osho and me. My brother, my father, anybody. If he does anything a little away from the track, I will certainly tell Osho. He may be my dearest one, but Osho is first for me. That is how I lived and I'm living. And one day I was talking to a person lived in the ashram. I said, you were working in Pune ashram for 6 hours. I was working for railway 12 hours and 14 hours. Reaching home, then I was working 3-4 hours more for writing articles. On Saturday, my wife will say me that tomorrow is Sunday. It will be cleared from the post box. On Monday, take rest. Tomorrow, write. I said, I can't sleep unless I have written. I wrote the article, make it fair, put in the envelope, put on the stamp. And by the time it is evening 6 o'clock, post office closed. I went to railway mail service, railway station, put late fee and posted. And then relaxedly I go and take my meal and sleep. And without any proof, Osho knew me, my heart. In Rajneeshpuram when I went, I read on 1st July, 3.37 a.m. There were about 4 young girls, sannyasin, on the reception. One of them asked me, are you Swami Agyabhati? I said, I come from India. She said, are you Swami Agyabhati? I said, I am Swami Agyabhati, but how do you know? She said, Mukta was waiting here for you up to 1 o'clock and you didn't come up to 1 o'clock. So she left with some instruction. I said, who is Mukta? She said, she is coordinator of 2 temples. So Mukta didn't know me. I didn't know Mukta. But it might be Osho's instruction to Sheila. Send somebody to receive. Agyabhati is coming. And all the formalities were done. Then she guided me that Osho will give talk at 8:30. Then I went to my townhouse, house number 74. And in the morning, I attended the discourse. And on the car drive, my house was quite close. I just was walking. And the queue was going very fast, very fast. But I was happy that I will see with my own eyes that how long the queue goes. Otherwise, I will depend on somebody else's information. But then there was Swami Yogchinmay and Swami Satyarthi of Delhi standing in the queue. They called me, invited me very lovingly. So I went there. They said, if you will be here, so he will give you blessing and we will get few more moments to see him. I didn't understand what is meaning of blessing. Then I stood there. Then Osho came. When Osho came, beautiful, fantastic event it was. Brazilian music, Indian kirtan and music, all that going on, dancing people. Osho coming, slow, driving very slow. And when he was about 50 feet, 40 feet, I saw he stood, stopped the car and put his hand on somebody's head. Then I doubted perhaps this is what the blessing is, what they meant, Yogchinmay. And then he was about 12 feet away. My eyes closed. I couldn't see him. He might have come more close. I just moved back unknowingly. I couldn't bear. Then both of them helped me from both sides. And I cooperated. And I stood and bent my head. There came a time when I felt that perhaps he is on my head. And he touched. Then as he was leaving, I opened my eyes thinking that maybe I don't get any time to see him from such cold, close distance. So I opened my eyes. But even part of a second, the just look and he gone ahead. Then at 3 o'clock, the same Mukta came to my house, number 74 in townhouses. And she said, you be ready at 6 o'clock. I will come to take you to Sheila. She will take you to Bhagwan. Bhagwan has called you. But don't tell it to anybody. Don't tell it with anybody because he is not meeting anybody. I said, okay. Then she came at 6 o'clock, saw me ready and she was happy. And she took me to Sheila. Then Sheila took me to Osho. After 4 years, I was seeing my master. And then I touched his feet. I was not touching his feet. I was keeping my hands few inches away. I was bowing down, but a bit away. In Jabalpur, and there also, in Jabalpur, out of 10, if I meet him 10 times, 7, 8 times, I was not doing even pranam. I was forgetting to do anything. Only he will smile and ask, so Shiv came and I'll forget everything. But sometimes I used to touch his feet in such a manner that anybody, when there is a crowd, that they should see that somebody is touching this man's feet in such a way as if he is God. So lovingly, so softly. So there, I touched his feet from a distance and then I sat. And then he asked, why you one day late? I said TWA Airlines was delayed by 3 hours. Reached New York 3 hours late. And I missed the connection of local flight for St. Louis. He said, okay. Then he asked me, how was the lecture in the morning? For the first time, I talked to him with a loving anger or displeasure. I said, what do you mean? And he can understand. He knows my heart, my being. I meant that now the thing has spread all over the world and people are for 1 minute darshan, they are dedicating their body and wealth and soul and everything. And from this pool, he's asking, how was the discourse? Then you see what he said, like a child explaining, giving explanation. He said, people say I speak very hard. I'm like, so this is all right, Bhagavan. If you don't speak hard, then what is the sense in speaking? Then he asked about my wife, my children, and some friends. And then he asked, how many days visa you have? I said, 6 months. He said, then you'll be here for 6 months. And arrange your leave. And I'll leave cannot be arranged. I will have to send some medical certificate. The Sheila was sitting at 5-6 feet away, 7 feet away. Also said, Sheila is managing such a big commune. She will manage. You tell her and be here. And if you need anything, tell Sheila. Don't hesitate in telling Sheila. And he told Sheila that he has nothing, Sheila. She has nothing. It is surprised to me how he has come here. He meant that he is a very poor chap. How he came here? He said so. And after about 1 hour meeting, I don't remember the whole thing, but talking about Jabalpur and this and that in very different. Sheila has wrote me a letter that Osho talked in such a manner that she has never seen Osho that fresh ever before or after. Then I went, and it is a miracle. I tell you, you will enjoy it more, because for me, I had to tell the sannyasi who was looking after Indians that I want to worship. So my request was going to Sheila's secretary, Sheila's secretary to Sheila. The Sheila was taking it to Bhagwan, then instruction was coming, tell him to relax and enjoy. After 2 days, again I sent message. Again message came that tell him to relax and enjoy. Then after 2 days, I sent message that I have enjoyed enough and I have relaxed enough. When everybody goes to temple to worship, I feel to be an outsider. I don't want to feel to be an outsider. I want to be a participant. Then message came, okay, send him in publication. Universal Library, I was worshipping. Then after 4 months, I was to live there for 6 months. After 4 months, what happened? When Osho left Jabalpur for Bombay, I never felt disconnected with him. On his station, everybody was sad, but to me, laughter was happening. But I had kept myself reserved. But when Osho's eyes was falling over me, laughter was open. When Osho left for America, I never felt disconnected with him. But I am sitting in Rajneesh Mandir, listening to his talk, and I feel disconnected. I see him, his lips are in action. He's saying something, but I am not able to hear. 2 days it happened. Then I declared that I am leaving. Then Osho's Mataji, Osho's mother said, Bhaiya, Osho has not said anybody in this way to leave. So send one letter to your wife every week and be here. Pratap also asked me, he is my younger brother. I brought him in 72 with Osho. So Pratap also said, Naren Bodhi said, don't go. Sailendra said, don't go. So by their saying again, when I was going to listen, I was becoming more alert that maybe I am unalert, but it was the same. Then I left. I felt that Osho wants me to leave. But I didn't know why he wanted me to leave, because for 6 months I was to be here. Then as I boarded the plane, I got connected again. My energy got connected again with him. Then it was very clear that he really wanted me to move.
and by His grace, I could understand and I left. But it was not clear why He wanted.
When I came to know that Osho got arrested, then this meaning also became clear to me why He wanted me to leave after 4 months only. He was aware that He's going to be arrested. Very less people know, or maybe nobody knows, why He went to North Korea. It is after Osho wanted me to be there 6 months, and then He wanted me to leave 4 months. When He got arrested, it became clear to me. Yes. So this is how I was understanding His gestures.
It sounds like you had a very deep connection and you could understand Osho beyond the words. So coming closer to the present day, you have been associated with Osho for more than 50 years. How do you think Osho's work has made an impact in the world?
Whenever there is a Buddha on earth, the whole society's intelligence level rises to a certain level higher. And I give you proof. Indian Supreme Court from India legalized legal relationship of a boy and girl. This is a miracle. But I know it happened because all those people who are not directly connected, they also have started thinking the same way, somewhat. All literate people in India listen to Osho, read Osho, even Narendra Modi, Pradhan Mantri reads, everybody who is literate reads, but nobody comes forward. They don't have courage to come forward. So, even world's consciousness, see, every country is now connected, and the science has made us, the whole earth, one small village. And then whatever was left now, Corona had made us together. Now these idiots should come to senses and they should become one global government. The problems that are threatening the existence of mankind and the earth, no one country can tackle with it. It is nobody's problem. It is the universal problem. So only whole universe has become one, whole world. Then only we can lengthen a little the age of earth and mankind. Because there is so much negativity, murders, suicides, rapes, and so many things. And now scientists are saying that killing the animals for meat is going to be the cause of total destruction. They are worried about many things, global warming. The director of climate trend, Aarti Khosla, says that 1.5 temperature, if it is raised, it is okay. We can manage. If it goes to 2, then very hard days we are going to face. Somebody says that it is going to... Stephen Hawking told that man's life on Earth is only 100 years more. And he said that within 600 years, the Earth will become a ball of fire. And he also told, he felt urgent collection of all the countries to become one nation. If they become one nation, whole world, then how much money will be released? The major part of money is being spent in defense. What for? Killing the people, we are not cultured yet. We are living like idiots. Not we Osho people, but these are idiots. Those who don't think to become one global government, one global brotherhood. Then no need to kill anybody. Hug everybody, love everybody. Then the climate will change. This is as I think. This is what I speak in detail in the colleges, in universities, wherever I get chance. My wife was critically sick, so I had to be at home. I was not wanting that I should be out and she dies. And if she remembers me while dying, then it will be too much for me to bear. Therefore, I lived there, and she passed off on 16 February. As I put my hand on her head, she breathed her last, as if she was waiting. And then the corona has kept me held here. Otherwise, there, I met one fellow, he was in Delhi when I was talking in the college. One fellow became so much impressed that he promised me that he will arrange my lectures in at least 30, 32 colleges in Delhi, because he is the right hand of the chief minister presently.
So, Swamiji, let me ask you something, because I know you have launched a campaign called One Global Government, Osho, the Only Hope. Yes. So, talk a bit about that.
I gave talks in Jabalpur College, in which Osho was teaching. I gave a talk in Guwahati, most famous college of the province. And in Kalyan, big rally, we took out rally also after giving talk. Big rally was taken on the road. Even public joined us. And we were giving, I had made some 8-10 slogans. Osho ka hai ye sandesh, seema rahi to sare desh. It is the message of Osho. All the countries should be boundaryless. So that I was doing, and I will do that, because that is what is needed the most. If a man is meditating for 40 years, what he is doing for the rest of the mankind? Osho was for the whole human race. We have changed our clothes and become his disciple, but he loved the whole world. He worked for the whole world. So it is, I feel it is my duty, as long as I'm 86 plus, as long as I'm alive, I will continue this thing. Within my limits, I will continue doing so. Wherever I talk, I like to talk in some Muslim society, masjid. I have a book, Allah Gawah Hai, in Hindi. I have 19 books in Hindi. After the retirement from Railway, I authored 19 books in Hindi and 2 in English. So I have a book, Allah Gawah Hai. In first chapter, it is very hard with Islam. I have said, if Hazrat Muhammad really says that he is the last, then he was not enlightened. But I feel that Muslims did not understand. My master also says, the situation is as if your house is on fire and you are sleeping. And I am not sleeping, I am listening to his discourse. The Muslims have caught his words. I can cut Osho's word. Then I will say he is wrong. But no, he means something. By that, Muslim misunderstand Hazrat. And rest of the book is full of love. In 4 days, this book had descended. I have written that as Quran descended to Hazrat Muhammad, this book is descending to me. I was weeping. I was with napkin. I was wiping my tears and then writing like that. 4 days, whole book is full of love, weeping out of love. If Muslims read, they will, if they have any intelligence, they will be changed. It is such a rare book, world level book, yes.
Okay, Swamiji, thank you so much for all these beautiful stories, and I really appreciate your commitment for doing what you're doing. And you are 86 years old, and you are very energetic, very passionate, and you are a great inspiration. I have a couple of final questions for you. What's your favorite meditation and why?
Meditation? My favorite meditation was dynamic. But now I'm 86 plus. I don't do dynamic. In the morning, I get up by 4:30, sometimes 4 o'clock, sometimes 5 o'clock. And then my right knee was damaged in an accident. For that, I do some exercise. Then I do some yoga. And then I go in silent meditation. And I enjoy myself within.
So the last question is, you leave the Osho experiment. What does it mean for you to be with Osho today?
Osho is not in the body. Certainly it matters. But I'm not sad about it. Yes. When I walk, I see the trees green and birds twittering and my tears flow. In one day, almost 50 times my tears flow. I enjoy the existence and I see Osho everywhere. But when he was in body, it was certainly a different thing. Yes.
So, Swamiji, thank you so much. Of course, I'm sure we can talk for days and days, and you have so many stories. You spend so much time with Osho. But what's beautiful is also to feel your passion in talking about Osho. You get so emotional, so passionate, so in love with Osho, and it's so inspiring at your age. So I want to really thank you for taking the time for the interview.
Okay, very nice of you. I enjoyed being with you and gave me an opportunity to talk about Osho.
Thank you, Swamiji. Okay. Lots of love.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it and leave a review. Visit loveosho.com for more episodes, blogs, or to connect with us.